Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Friday Food Club time now. It's our favourite moment of the week. And Taj Tandoori first opened its doors in 1986. The restaurant, located on Cherry Hinton Road here in Cambridge, serving up authentic Bangladeshi dishes, good old British curries, as well as a few fusion dishes with Indian, British and even Chinese twists. They recently picked up the Best Restaurant Design and Ambience Award at the English Curry Awards. And we're joined in the studio this morning by Jalal of the family-run restaurant itself. Good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. So we found out about this earlier on in the week. You guys won the Best Restaurant Design and Ambience Awards at the Curry Awards, which took place a couple of weeks ago in Birmingham.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about just the whole award thing, really. And this one in particular, it's quite interesting because it's away from the food aspect, more about the most important, like, ambience thing now.
Yeah, I mean, us, when we run the restaurant, I mean, it's not just the food. You've got to really have the right feel when you're inside the restaurant as well. You know, we always have the ethos that, you know, we're, like, basically welcoming guests into our home. And, and that's the sort of thing. So we want people to feel comfortable. Sometimes, you know, restaurants, you try and go fine dining and trying to be, but we're not like that. We just want you to come in, have a good old curry, felt like you've just been with some friends, had a nice munch, and then you go out feeling lovely. So that's the sort of, you know, thing that we went for.
How have you created that?
So I think it's just, we really just try and be as genuine as we can, whether it's the food, whether it's us talking with the people, whether it's, you know, anything that we do, we just try and be genuine about it. And, like, you know, we just really is genuinely like to eat good food, and we like to have good company. And that's how we look at our customers that come in, and genuinely like people who are actually in our homes.
Yeah.
And it's worked well for us. It's a busy restaurant, and I'm actually back of house, but my brother's front of house. And
House, you're more in the kitchen.
Yeah, so I run the kitchen.
Oh, you run the kitchen.
Yeah, and my brother, he runs the front of house and has a bigger smile than me, so he does quite well with making a lot of friends. He's got more friends than me.
So you've been there since 1986?
Yeah, so the family has, yeah. So me and my brother, we've been running it last few years, and I think a couple of years ago we had a big refurb, and that made a big difference with, in terms of, like, the whole look of the place, and we just tried to create something a bit unique.
Actually, I was looking on your website earlier this week. There is a very unique look to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Can you, I don't know if it's possible to really put into words, can you kind of describe it a little bit for us?
It's just like, there's like exotic lighting, and then we've just like tried to create like different areas, you know, like we've got like this copper bar table right in the middle of the restaurant, which gives a different sort of height, and then there's like a bench area, and then there's your normal tables and stuff, and then, you know, just lots of Indian, like, art, paintings and drawings and stuff, and just the whole feeling, it's we try and create a warm feeling.
Yeah, there's
feeling.
A lot of character going on in that warm style.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Indian restaurants, it's much more basic, stripped back, you know, tables, chairs, sit down, eat, go back out again. But this one is more of a, no, sit down, it's a restaurant vibe, you know.
And also we don't sell alcohol, so it's BYO, so it's one of the very few restaurants in Cambridge that actually you can bring your own alcohol in, so you're not paying extortionate prices for
an extra tick in my little black book, at least.
So it's always good value.
I wonder if a change is happening, because you mentioned that it's yourself and your brother who are now running the restaurant. As if you like, the next generation takes over family businesses from, in most cases, parents, I guess. Are you putting a different feel, a more contemporary British feel, or are you sort of getting ideas from back home, if I can call it that, and bringing those through?
Yeah, we're like, we are the next generation. We're proper British born Bangladeshi boys, so, you know, we try and put both of what we have, you know, like,
so that mix of cultures coming together.
So that's why we, like, on our menu we have a lamb rogan shepherd's pie.
I want to talk about this,
because that was basically us. That's what, well, this is what we're trying to represent, because, you know, a lot of them used to have like English dishes, like omelette and chips or something, which we never did anything like that, but we thought, you know, why not have some, because this is what we do when we've been growing up here. We used to have, like, every Fridays at home, we used to have like English night, which was like fish and chips.
We go out for a curry, you go out for an English.
That's kind of the sort of thing we used to do when we were growing up. But then as we got older, when we were cooking, we used to just throw in a bit of like spice into the mash or something like that, or just like, you know, spice up the mince a little bit and put some. So it kind of is a real fusion of the two cultures that we grew up with, and we love both. So we try and reflect that in the menu that we created in the restaurant.
So, yeah, I was looking at the fusion. You've got the lamb Rogan shepherd's pie,
yes,
which sounds delicious, and the chamois burger.
Yeah.
A little bit. What's that one about?
So the chamois burger, there's a classic starter, the chamois kebab, which everyone's Indian restaurant used to have all the time. But so we just took that and just, you know, we love burgers. So we got the chips and we put some, like, spices on it, made masala chips. We've got some chilinese and we put, like, some crunchy onion bhajis into it, some grilled paneer and instead of the normal cheese, and it just, we love it. And if you could see the size of my belly, you'd know I'm chief taster, but yeah, it's very nice. But
so these are like your creations. I mean, did you take over from the older generation of your family, and were they a bit like, what the hell are you doing to our menu?
The thing is, we've tried to keep some of the traditional stuff, and we've also got, like, you know, the standard British curries, like a chicken jalfrezi or a madras, things like that. You know, they're classic British curries that you can't get away from, and we love them ourselves. We order them ourselves, you know, sometimes at home, like, oh, fancy a jalfrezi. So we try to kind of have that, you know, it's not like just going crazy and doing some stuff. We just had a little section with a couple of dishes that we thought we'd have a bit of fun with.
It's
as
so
well.
Interesting. I was looking at the menu and I went down to the British curries and I was like, oh, I didn't know that's the British fare. I thought that was a standard proper authentic curry.
Yeah.
Which ones are the most popular on the menu?
So so the jalfrezi is massive. We've got a butter chicken, which
I love butter chicken.
Yeah, it's really nice, and we use a really nice recipe, and also the fish. We have a fish bunna, which the fish we grill in the tandoor, and then you put it into a bunna sauce, and melt in your mouth. Very
nice. What's your favourite? If you had a proper 2-3 course menu at your restaurant, what would you suggest? Are you head chef?
Executive chef.
What would you say is the top thing? Starter, main, side, maybe a little sweet to finish with, but not necessary.
So we have, it's called Amma's Chunky Lamb Samosas, which I like very much, which is basically a recipe from actually my mother. So it's chunks of lamb with handmade pastry samosas. It's a bit different from the phyllo pastry ones that you have. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favourites.
Okay.
And if you're not a lamb fan, then chicken 65. They're the two starters, I'd say, to choose from.
Right.
And the butter chicken or the lamb karahi as well, which is...
That's the more authentic Bangladeshi curry. What's involved?
So the lamb karahi, you've got onions, peppers, and basically you cook it. I mean, I spice it up a little bit, but it normally comes mild to medium, but it comes on a sizzling iron wok. It just gives it an extra depth and extra flavour. That with some naan and a tarka dal for me is
it's my favourite food, actually, all of it. I noticed, and one other thing I noticed on your menu, you're not afraid of the heat. There are chilli heat indicators all over it, which I love
it's kind of what we're used to. So, you know, we generally like medium to spicy, but I mean, if anyone wants to tone it down or if anyone wants to turn up, we have a Bengal tiger, which is the hottest dish, and it's so cool. But there are people that just they eat it like, I don't know how they eat it, because I don't think I could finish one.
Do they do it out of like a pride thing, or are they actually really enjoying
some
it as
people
well?
Can I really guess, handle it as well, but like the thing is, it's not just chili. This one, you know, it's got loads of flavour.
Yeah.
And we cook it with the mutton, slow cooked mutton, and it is actually really nice. And for people who can't handle it, we also have a Bengal cub, and we slightly tone down the chili.
So
we can always make a difference on the chili levels.
Right. So you guys are on Cherry Hinton Road, Taj Tandoori. Yes. I've definitely been there before. In fact, I don't think I can get a table, so I have to go, and I've been to get picked it up myself and had it at home on Friday. It's very nice. But I could talk curry for the next 45 minutes, to be honest, but I think we've got to do some travel and some news and maybe a bit of music too. Jalal, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, guys. Cambridge 105 Radio.